BMW Mobile. I'm out on the road, going to pick up my daughter. What's she up to? Sure, if like the net controllers could like just begin the net with an announcement. I've been like super busy, or I would have signed in, and when they say, okay, does anybody have any announcements, I would pipe up, but I haven't been able to get on this week. So you do have an automated announcement going. I said I've been busy, I haven't been on, so, no, that's excellent, so, awesome, I'm hoping the word gets out, I'm really looking forward to Saturday. It's going to be a pretty good turnout. I keep hearing a bunch of people saying, oh, I'm going to bring my radio, and I'm going to bring my radio, and I'm like, well, maybe I'll just bring my laptop and a bunch of programming cables, because there's apparently going to be a lot of HF radios on site. I've had several people at the Brawlers meetings in person ask me and say, you know, I just got this radio and I need help programming it. And I'm like, well, if you bring it to field day, I can have all my equipment and I can program it with some, you know, 10 of the basic repeaters in the upstate and help you get going with it. So I'm hoping they'll show. Yeah, exactly. Getting some repeaters programmed in and things like that will get them using the radio, and that will get them learning the radio. At least that's my outlook on it. Yeah, I actually do miss office environments sometimes. I think a hybrid schedule is actually would be the best. But I do kind of like being able to throw some laundry in at lunchtime or on a break and, take off at quarter till and go pick up my daughter from camp. Right now, if I sound funny, I caught what you all said, and today is a national holiday in Canada, so I have no meetings, and I'm just pounding through a bunch of work. It's been really nice. Love the week between Christmas and New Year's when I worked at Duke Energy, because there were so many career people there that almost nobody came into work that whole week after Christmas. They all had vacation they had to burn up. So I'd go in there and I would get, that's when I would do my house cleaning and clean up the shop, catch up on tickets and get organized, do inventory, all that stuff. That was back when I worked for Duke Energy, and I left there, I guess around 2012. Unfortunately, I was a contractor, so I did not get the full benefits of working there. But I worked there several years. It was a really interesting job. So, KO4ZEW, third party, go ahead. Welcome. really strange. But, I tried to get on full-time with Duke, but they were cutting IT staff. They wanted to centralize back in Charlotte. So they weren't going to flip my position into a full-time. I ended up doing contracting work because I've had a few full-time jobs, and if you ever want a raise, you got to get a different job. You do too well, they don't want to promote you, and so you get kind of stuck in your pay band, and so you want different skills and different pay, and you got to jump jobs. And that's just the 21st century, I guess. The short, like 1950s through 1970s.
Secret.
appreciate the ride along days, and you hold that NVIDIA, hold that Costco, and to the other station. I will catch you all down the log. KO4ZW clear.
Mile and a half from the house, and I gotta get her in the car and head to Gaffney, so I'm gonna sign out with you. But it's good to hear you. W4, never give up. Standing by.
On the radio tomorrow when I'm working, and so I'll just have it in the background during the day, so I'll catch one of those announcements.
Talking about people coming into South Carolina and all that stuff, this is K4RYL, Mobile, downtown Greenville. I grew up in Greenville, moved to Charleston for 20 years, and now have moved back to Greenville for a job, and you were right about Charleston, South Carolina already being completely overrun. It's insanity. I must have peaced out and left the repeater. Turn the radios off. K4RYL, we are monitoring downtown Greenville.